C3 stand, I said. How are you guys? Good? C3 stand. Thank you. Good to see some new faces. Got one of my friends in the building, Louie. We worked at Academy together 18 years ago, wasn't it?
Wow.
We are young. And we've got some new people in the back. I totally forgot your names. It was Ivan, Sarah, and Karen. Yeah. Welcome. And another two there. Don't tell me your name. Tell me your name. That's right. From Wyndham. I was talking to him. Yeah, I've been to Wyndham last year. I love Wyndham. But anyone else new? We really welcome new people. Welcome anyway to C3 Stank. Huh? I don't have a great memory, so what was your name again? C3 Stand. Awesome. Once again, I forgot my glasses again, so... Actually, no, I didn't forget them. I actually lost them. I don't have glasses. I'm going to be standing back here and reading. I actually can't see. When I read, I'm that blind. So if you see me standing back here, I'm not trying to act all cool. I just can't see. All right. Welcome, and Happy New Year. We had an amazing New Year. Yeah, three people. Awesome. We had a great New Year. We had people from the church. It was open and was so good. And I'm glad to be back. All right. So we are starting the summer series, which is called Free Flow. And it's a one-hour service. I'll be done by 11. All right? 11. Don't look at your watches. 1 hour service. And the Free Flow is a few people are speaking this month. And we have the opportunity just to hear what God's talking to us about the month or the year. So I'm going to be speaking about chosen, being chosen by God and your purpose. Pastor Paul will be speaking next week because Lisa and myself are away. We have the privilege and the honor to going to Sydney to marry two people in our church, Steve and Katrina. How good is that? We will be away next Sunday, and so blessed to be marrying these guys next week. So pray for them, and just wish them an amazing life together. If they're listening, hi, Katrina and Steve in Sydney. Better be listening. Can't be, because it's not live. Anyway, let's move on, people. Chosen. So who knows they've been chosen by God? Another three people, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's good. So what is the meaning? All right. I looked up the spiritual meaning of chosen. All right. So here's the spiritual meaning of it. It's an individual or a group selected by a high power for a specific purpose or divine favor. How good is that? Hey, let's do it again. An individual or group selected by a high power for a specific purpose or divine favor. Now, I got three words out of those. The first one was high power. We know who our high power is, right? And that's Jesus. Jesus is the center of everything we do in our lives. He's the center. He's the beginning, the middle, the end, everything. Amen? He's the one to when we wake up in the morning and we say, thank you, Jesus, for this life. The second one I got was purpose, which is a call from God. Amen? What we are ordained to do by God. A purpose. What are we doing? And a purpose could be your job. That could be your purpose. Your purpose could be in church. It could be whatever you... If you don't have a purpose, today we're going to speak about that. And we're going to have some words over that. And the last one is favor. How good is that? I love that. It's God's grace and blessing. He's covering over you as you navigate your path while his love for us is unconditional. We get great joy by the favor of God. We are chosen to be the light of the world. We are chosen. God's chosen. When God came here on earth, in the form of Jesus. He was chosen to be the light of the world, but I believe that we are also chosen to be the light of the world. But sometimes we go through struggles. I've been going through a struggle in the past 5 days. Anyone else going through a struggle? In the past few days, I've gone, Happy New Year, and then I've realized, you are turning 50 this year. That's how I was looking in the mirror. Time to get the hair dye out. No, I'm just joking. But I actually went through a struggle when I was 30 because my youth died, right? And I was like, 30? Who's 30 here? Who's turning 30 here? Oh, don't worry. It's not that bad. It's amazing. But like, you know, when you're in your 20s and you can do whatever you want, yep, no, but you know what I mean? And I was turning 30. I reckon I was sobbing for a week, for 5 days. Now I'm sobbing for another 5 days. My 40s was amazing. It was probably the best time of my life. But now 50s, I don't know what it's like, right? I'm not 50 yet. It's this year, it's coming. But I've been struggling with it because like it's 50. You know when you're young and you go, 50? Are you 50? You're an old man. But that's been my struggle. So if you're turning 50 as well, let's hold hands. But then I was reminded by God that you are 50. No. Is that you've already been chosen. I spoke to Lisa about it. Was it this morning? What's the matter? I don't know. I'm 50. Yeah, laugh now, but yeah, a little tear was coming down. But I was reminded by God that you've already been chosen. And it doesn't matter. And Sky said it before. It's God uses you all years of your life, even if you're 50, 60, 70, it doesn't matter. He uses you. Can I stop now? No more 50 talk. But God uses every single one of us. And some people get to an age in life and they think, what next? Am I going to be relevant? But God uses you wherever you are. He can use you in your teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, even your 50s. Amen? I'm going to read Isaiah 49:6. It's about a servant being the light of the nations to show the world how to be saved. All right? And it goes like this on the screen. Yep. You will do more than restore the people of Israel to me. I will make you the light of the Gentiles, and you will bring my salvation to the ends of the earth. This verse is about the Messiah being the light of the world, the one who's going to restore Israel. God spoke to his son Jesus about being the light of the world, and Jesus actually says in John 8:12 that he is the light of the world. In John 8:12, I'm going to read it, it says, Jesus spoke to the people once and said, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, if you want to be saved, let's go. If you follow me, you won't have darkness. If you follow me, come to the light. If you don't, basically, you will have darkness. No one wants that, right? Because you will have the light that leads to life. So if you follow me, you have the light that leads to life. But if you stand behind, that's where all the darkness is. That's when you start to control your own life. You start to make the decisions. You start to choose yourself and what you want to do. But if you follow Jesus, when he says, follow me, he's the one that chooses. He's the one that gives you a purpose. Amen? Darkness, who knows the definition of darkness? Thank you very much. I love that. It's the absence of light. So when you are in darkness in your life, not 50, you just have the absence of walking with God. Because he says, come with me to the light, which is life. And I know it's easy for me to stand up here and say, if you have darkness, just come to the light. But that's what it is. When you're in darkness, you just have the absence of Jesus' light. That's what it is. We are also called to be the light of the world, every single one of us. You too, Louis. To be the light of the world. We are called the way Jesus is. I want to talk about a little bit. I said to myself, this year I'm going to only be preaching on one person, which is Isaiah. And I'm going to continue today. I want to get deep into what he did, like really deep, 365 days of the year. So we all know that Isaiah was a major prophet, right? He was known for his prophetic ministry in a time of spiritual decline and judgment, when the world was not so great. He is responsible for many prophecies in the Bible and a lot work of the coming of the Messiah. How amazing is that? He is responsible for the prophetic words about the coming of the Messiah. He was a messenger of God. I'm going to read Isaiah 6, 1 to 8. This scripture, 1 to 8, blew my mind. And it gives you goosebumps if you really, like, really, really, really just listen to it. And it says, I hope I say this king name right. Doesn't matter. It was in the year King Uzziah, thank you very much, that I saw the Lord. This is Isaiah seeing God in a vision. He was sitting on a lofty throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Attending him were mighty seraphim, each having six wings. With two wings covered their eyes, with two they covered their feet, and with two they flew. Mind-blowing, right? They were calling out to each other, "Holy, holy, holy." Three. Is the Lord of heaven's armies. The whole earth was filled with his glory. Their voices shook the temple to its foundations, and the entire building was filled with smoke. Then I said, it's all over. It's all over. It's all over. I am doomed, for I am a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live among a people with filthy lips. Yet I have seen the King, the Lord of heaven's armies. Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a burning coal that he had taken from the altar with a pair of tongs. He touched my lips with it and said, "See, this coal has touched your lips. Now your guilt is removed and your sins are forgiven." Then I heard the Lord asking, "Who should I send as a messenger to these people? Who will go for us?" I said, "Here I am, send me." That's Isaiah. "Here I am, send me." Now I want to quickly break this down, this verse, because like when you first read it, you go, what's going on, right? So it says that God was sitting on a lofty throne in the temple. Lofty means imposing height. So you're walking in this temple, and he's sitting on a throne that's lofty height. So you can imagine how big this throne is, right? And it says the train of his robe filled the temple. How big is this temple? But his robe filled it. And the seraphim were angelic beings with very large wings, wings that covered the eyes, wings that covered their feet, and wings that flew at the same time. And they were calling out, "Holy, holy, holy," three times, which means holiness and perfection. That's Jesus. So they would have been looking at him going, "Holy, holy, holy," because he's perfect and he's holy. Their voices shook the temple. So you can imagine these seraphim, these large angels, their voices. Who's got a deep voice here? Where's Jordan? He's not here. But like, "Holy, holy, holy." But you get the drift, right? Isaiah confesses his sin is a sinful man. His guilt was removed, and the Lord asks, who shall message? And Isaiah says, Lord, send me. Obedience. Lord, send me. He's the chosen one. He is the chosen one. The Lord uses anybody. People in the Bible are used. Who do you use? I wrote it here. He used Isaiah, who was a sinful man. He used Noah, who was a drunk. He used Adam and Eve when they sinned. But guess what? Adam and Eve became the ancestors of humanity. He used Abraham. He lied about his wife. He used a murderer like Moses. He used David, who committed adultery. And he uses us too. Not that we've done all those things, but we're sinful people too. But he still uses us. These are significant people in the Bible, and you are significant in God's eyes too. So you can be used. It doesn't matter what you've done in your life. You are still chosen. So why did God choose Isaiah to prophesy about? He prophesied about a virgin Mary, about a virgin woman who would give birth to the Savior of the world. He prophesied about the day of the Lord, judgment on the earth for its sins, and also God's ultimate restoration. Isaiah's prophecy served as a foundation for Jesus' ministry and helped the world recognize him as the promised Savior, which is our God. He was chosen because of his willingness. He was ready. And he said to God, use me. This is how we get used by God, when we say yes. When we are willing to say yes. When doubts come around us, but we are still willing to say yes. His purification. God cleaned him of sin to have him ready for the task, the holy task. And he was chosen because of his role. People were turning away from God. So Isaiah was tasked by calling back for them to repent. And that's why we are chosen by God to do the same. When people walk away, we are chosen to bring them back to follow that path, that light, that path when they're in darkness. Darkness. When they feel they've fallen off or they had some bad times in their life, but it's up to us to go back and lead them to the light. And his uniqueness, he was a visionary. These visions came with him, a profound understanding of God's majesty. And he was God's chosen one. God chooses individuals not based on their qualifications, but built on their purposes. Can I have the band up, please? He also chooses us and gives us spiritual gifts. You might have the gift of wisdom or knowledge or faith or even tongues, miracles, prophecy, discernment, serving, teaching, and the likes. You are chosen by God, chosen to be a messenger to take the word to the world. You are chosen by God. Each one of you. Everybody here has a purpose. You might not have found it yet. You might still be looking. I've got some words. While I was preparing this message, I was just asking God, God, you're not got a bad memory. Are there people in our church you have words from God? So of course there is. Come on now. I'm Jesus. I'm God. Of course there is. Like that. So I'm going to give a couple of people some words as the band sings the song. The one that song. And the first one's for a guy who's up here called Cole. Do you want to read it? This thing. And I wrote this last night because God said, write it down, because God's favor on your life has been fulfilled already. A couple of years ago, I had that word that God hasn't forgotten about you. But he says it's fulfilled. It's your turn now to take the reins. The walking and the trotting will transform into a gallop. He didn't forget about you then, and he never will. Double is coming your way. The number two is being shown here. The number two, like 1 + 1 = 2. 1 + 1 = 2. Sky. Chosen for greatness. You will stand on the shoulders of the ones before you. The foundation has been laid, and you will grow into your spiritual journey through wisdom and faith and prayer. You are highly favored because your yes has always, this blew my mind. You are highly favored because your yeses are always in the detail of the questions you ask. Anton's not here, but Sheila is. It's in the pause that God will reveal to you your next move. It's not in the rush, but it's in the pause when you're still, is when he will reveal your next move. When he says go, go. I see you and your family coming together under an arch, the five of you, and you have shadows behind you. These are God's people following. It's good shadows, like shadows of many people. Tash, number 12 comes to me. The number 12. By the end of the year, you will have 12 blessed by his ministry that you lead. 12. And there's one that's going to be part of that 12. One that's been on your heart for a long time. That person will be within that 12. That's God's promise. It's like when he selected the 12, he's given you 12. March. Baptism. You will baptize someone in March. Not you. You've already been baptized. Someone else. Pray about it. I got this word this morning. Pastor Vicky, we all know. I went to a prophetic workshop with her a few years ago, and she actually showed me how to see words from people's shirts. Because Vicky Simpson is part of our church now. We did a workshop with her, and everyone who had a word on their shirt, I want you to give them a word. So Moose, this one came to me this morning when I saw your shirt, which is free and forgiven. The heart is the center of the body, like Jesus is the center of your life. As the heart pumps blood into the body, he pumps his spirit into you. When his spirit flows through you, that's when the emotions start to reveal themselves. The forgiveness, the clarity. There will be doubt along the way. But that's the enemy saying he doesn't want you to excel, but Jesus does. It's like your shirt says, you're free. You are free. The enemy can't hold you back. You are free. Not free from photo works, just free, okay?
I'm free. Ah!
But the forgiveness is for someone else. You're free and forgiven. Forgiven. When you forgive, that's when the Spirit will flow through you and you will be free. Like blood is when it's coming through our bodies. Corey. Stand in the freedom He has given you. Can you stand? Step out. Look at that shirt. I got these words last night. Do as your shirt says. Stand in the freedom He has given you. Stand on it. Stand on it. Stand on it. And that's the enemy under you. The enemy is powerful because he can take control. But he's not as powerful as our Jesus. Amen? You are set free. Now walk in it like He was walking beside you. Imagine Jesus walking beside you. That's freedom that not a lot of people feel. But He has that. He's walking with you. He's walking with you. You asked, He gave. Now stand in His promises. You asked, He gave. Now step out as your t-shirt says. Nathan. Sorry for pointing. That guy in the back there in the hallway. I got this morning. I won't look at you, I'll look at someone else. You're walking on these stepping stones. These stepping stones that you're walking. But there's not water. There's lava flowing on these stepping stones. But God says, as you walk along the stones and you look at your feet and you look like you're the one that's walking, but He's the one that's walking. So you're walking on these stones and you're looking down like you're scared. Oh, my feet, they're doing well. They're not your feet, they're Jesus' feet. He's going to hold your hand the whole way you're walking on these stones so you don't fall in. His promise is that you won't fall in. You're not going to fall in. Jesus is walking those stones with you. Aaron A, I've got a verse for you. Just a verse. Isaiah 41:11, it says, see, all the angry enemies lie there, confused and humiliated. Anyone who opposes you will die and come to nothing. You will look in vain for those who try to conquer you. Those who attack you will come to nothing, for I hold you by your right hand. I, the Lord your God, and I say to you, don't be afraid, I am here to help you. Your gift is more powerful than your enemies. Your gift is more powerful than your enemies. The test is that you will attach yourself to Him or the pain. Will you attach yourself to Him or the pain? God said to me this morning that you will prophesy your way out of it. I'll get you guys to stand up. Why would I bury my shame when I found you? Angel wings on you. Because you're a carrier. You're a carrier of burden. But you are the carrier. You are the one that's going to fly and carry people in their burdens. You are the one with the wings. Larger, I'm seeing massive wings. You are the one that's going to carry them. And it might not just be burdens within the family, but burdens within just people in general. You to continue to pray for your daughter. It's good. 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 Don't have bad thoughts in there. It's good. It's actually great. It's beautiful. Nothing's wrong. But he just wants to continue to pray for her. Because she actually is the light. She's the light of her friends. She's like the core of her friend group. But to continue to pray for her, that her covering is always with Jesus. And Jesus is the center of her life. I'm getting her like a little bit elevated than her friends in a way that she is the one that's going to give them light when they have issues. I'm not saying there is, but she is that. She is like the head of the group. And it's not a popularity thing, but she is the one that's going to carry that spiritual light within the group. But continue to pray for her because she has doubt. She has doubt. She has doubt about a path, but God says you are the one, because you're her father, you're the one that's going to be praying for her, and to pray from her, but to read to her too, to read to her from the Bible, because she is the light. Thank you, Jesus.
Bed in my shame when I fountain of grace is running my way. I know I am yours, 'cause I was made for more.
Come on, let's lift that up.
Made to be tending the grave. I was called by name, born and raised back to life again. I was made for more. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way?
Those words right now. So why would I make a bed in my shame when a fountain of grace is running my way? I know I am yours and I was made for more. We were made to be children of God, and that's what Pastor Elton was speaking about. You are chosen by him. Being here today means you are in his kingdom. You are chosen by God. You were made for more. You don't need to live in that shame. You don't need to live in the past. You don't need to live in those doubts that you had. You were made to be a child of God. You were made to be his, and you were made for a purpose. No matter what situation you're in, what stage of life you are in, even if you're 50, you were made to be a child of God. You were made for more. So as we come into this new year, let's just focus on that word, that you are chosen, you are his child of God. So thank you, church. That is the end of our first week of 2025 Summer Series. Be back here next week for Pastor Paul, and have a blessed week, everyone.